Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Coming up, Disney Cruise Line cancels the rest of their 2020 itineraries. Alani Resort opens a few days ago with a really great discount. And Rise of the Resistance has changes to their queue procedures. All that plus the team gets to talk about anything they want today. Anything. For 5 minutes, I have a timer. From various locations around the internet, this is the Diz Unplugged. This is the Diz Unplugged, episode 1102, for the week of November 3rd, 2020. The Diz Unplugged is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. Let the experts at Dreams Unlimited Travel help you plan the perfect Disney, Disney Cruise Line, Walt Disney World, Alani, Adventures by Disney, Universal Vacation. They will give you expert advice. They will give you honest advice, all at no additional charge. Welcome to the show, everybody. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host this week. And I am joined via Skype by our teammates, Denny Sunderley.
Hey there.
Ryan O'Clavin.
Hi.
Our producer, Craig Williams.
I just want to say I am honored that you announced the rest of us before Kevin. I think it was a bold choice.
I just want to point this out. If you're going to mention every one of my mistakes, this will be a 4-hour show.
Strap it in.
I'm kidding.
This just goes in the gift column.
Producer Craig Williams.
Yeah. Hi, everyone. Nice to be here.
And
thanks for having me.
Of course, Kevin Close sitting next to me.
I'm not talking to you.
That is a bonus. All right. So we got a lot to talk about today. There's a lot of news going on. It seems like every week there's a lot of news. A lot of stuff drops. Denny is going to read the news for us. Take it away, Denny.
All righty. So fresh off the presses this morning, Jackie has written an article for DCLFan.com. And here we go. Disney Cruise Line cancels remainder of 2020 itineraries. As Disney Cruise Line continues to refine its protocols for their eventual return to service, they've decided to cancel all remaining sailings through December 2020. Sailings on board the Disney Fantasy through December 26th, Disney Wonder and Disney Magic through December 30th, and the Disney Dream through December 31st have all been canceled. Guests who are booked on affected sailings who have paid their reservation in full will be offered the choice of a cruise credit to be used for a future sailing or a full refund. Guests who have not paid their reservation in full will automatically receive a refund of what they have paid so far. Please reach out to your Dreams Unlimited travel agent should you need any assistance. And in addition, Cruise Line International Association, otherwise known as CLIA, has voluntarily suspended operations in the U.S. through December 31st, 2020.
I don't think this is a big shock. I mean, we know that the CDC has let their no sail order expire as of November 1st, but we knew that no cruise lines would be ready to go. And I think Disney Cruise Line is just sort of cleaning up. You know, listen, why should we run those few cruises at the end of the year, decorate for Christmas? Let's start fresh in January.
It's also bad optics.
What?
If they did run those cruises, things aren't going in the right direction. And cases are rising. And this has been predicted for months and months and months that the winter was going to be tougher. So I think trying to run a cruise just is bad optics.
Also gives them more chance to do what they're going to do to the ships, you know, get them ready for the new sailings. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, it stinks. We wish they would sail. We wish they would go, but it is what it is.
Yeah. Especially for the Christmas cruises. I mean, that would have been nice, but it really, that's a lot of extra effort you have to put in if you want to do it the right way with the gingerbread houses mm-hmm. that have to be made and put on the ship with, you know, the trees going up, everything. It's drastically changing a ship that if you let it have those extra couple weeks, let's say it starts immediately once 2020 starts, having that extra couple weeks to you know, make sure all the final I's are crossed and all the T's are dotted. I feel like that's the better approach.
Or the other way around. Or the other thing.
And it's 2021.
But I also want to point out, too, that the CDC sort of mandate says that they have to run test cruises. So they could be using this time to do their test cruises to make sure everything's set up for when passengers do arrive. So there's a lot going on. I don't think anybody's like, oh, no, I'm really upset. I think everybody's like, all right, we understand what's going on. Let's start fresh in January.
Yeah, and put all those pieces into place properly.
Disney might offer sailings for the travel industry, might offer sailings for media to sort of test it out before they open it up to regular guests. Would you guys go on any of those sailings?
To be a guinea pig?
Maybe.
Is that your answer, Rhino?
In the germ factory? I don't know. I have to imagine, though, that with I don't want to say intense, but as they've been with the Walt Disney World theme parks, you know, to try and really show that, listen, we can create kind of a safe and clean environment and keep everybody as under control as we humanly can, that on a smaller scale on a ship, they're going to be even more strict and kind of trying to make sure that nothing starts at Disney on Disney Cruise Line or with Disney or any of that stuff. And so I have to imagine by the time they open, they're going to be like ready. It'll be like the most sterile thing, like walking into one of those white computer rooms where they're like, you know, doing the microchips and the clothes. That's what the new Cruise Line
is. You know, the first sailing is going to be the safest, right?
The third, yeah. Put a dry cleaning bag over everyone.
Yeah. As they announce you when you come into the atrium, Mr. Kevin Close.
Good for your protection.
Yeah. Now suffocating the family.
Yeah.
So, all right. We're looking forward to Disney sailing. I think we're all excited for it.
I'm like willing to go to Stanford at this point.
Exactly.
I heard it's lovely there this time of year. So
I don't mean anything bad against Stanford.
Okay. All right, what's our next news story, Denny?
All right, next news story. Disney provides update on minivan service from MCO. As we've previously reported here on the Diz, minivan service is temporarily unavailable at Walt Disney World Resort. Walt Disney World has just officially announced that minivan service to and from Orlando International Airport, MCO, will not be available for bookings until further notice, including as either a package add-on or as a standalone option. Guests with existing minivan bookings should contact their Dreams Unlimited travel agent to arrange alternate transportation for their upcoming vacations.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys ever wonder, like, what is there just a fleet of cars parked somewhere right now that are just like collecting dust?
Absolutely.
Yep.
And planes.
Have you ever been to, as you exit the Magic Kingdom, that area, there's the gas station and then there's this car service center back there. Mm. And you look to the right and it's just a fleet of vans and the minivans and all their corporate vehicles, not all of them. I'm sure there's more, but there's a lot of their corporate vehicles are parked there now.
Hmm. I'm going to, next time I'm in that area, I'm going to like swing in for gas and go check it out, actually, because I just want to see them all parked. I just think it's crazy that they invested so much money in these cars and now they're just kind of like, they're just sitting there, you know?
From my understanding with it, someone will obviously correct us, but they did not buy the minivans, they leased them. So after the lease period was over, if they did not continue on, then whoever they leased them off of, I guess, would have to decide, do we leave these wraps on and look ridiculous, or do we just do something else? But I'm not positive on all of the details with it. The minivan is something that I did multiple times, never out of my own pocket. I will just flat out say that. We have a friend who watches the show, Ashley, who loved using it. So I got to take a couple rides with her and her family in them. And it was very wonderful, just not in my budget. But I, because of that, I never really like got too invested on the news with it. It's just, it seemed like it was from the start, it was something that was just not meant for Craig Williams. And so I ignored it like every good person should about something that doesn't interest them.
Yeah.
I think that's the way we all approach Walt Disney World and other vacations. You know, if you're not going to, if it's not for you and it's not your thing, people don't usually pay attention to it.
That's when we talk about Rise of the Resistance later. Insert this conversation there.
That being said, if someone sees a minivan on the internet being sold, please let Jackie Gailey know. She would absolutely be loved to roll around town in one of those. So hit her up.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say that they are not allowed to sell them.
No, I'm sure not. Yeah, that's proprietary. That would not be good to let them roll around town in that. But just saying.
Hey, sometimes those attraction vehicles wind up at these things. Who knows? Maybe the minivan is the new, like, people mover car.
Like, yeah, but you can't take the people mover down I-4.
Yeah. That's true.
Challenge accepted.
Exactly. All right, what's our next news story, Danny?
All right, Alani has reopened. And so we have a lot of great Alani information. If you are wanting to visit Coalina and you'd like to check out Alani, the Disney Resort and Spa there, there's a bunch of great information on Alani's website. There are deals and discounts on dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. You want to check that out. Alani has a Know Before You Go section on their site in which they kind of unpack all the enhanced cleaning, the safety measures they have going on. Of course, physical distancing is going to be implemented and enforced the way it is at Walt Disney World. Guests two years of age and older need to wear a facial covering, all that jazz, all the things that we know from here at Walt Disney World. Also, Alani has reopened as a smoke-free resort. So that's really important to know. If you've been to Alani in the past and you're like, you know, that's my smoking section, I'm going to head over there, that smoking section is gone now. So you just need the heads up on that as well. And of course, they've got their new app. And Jackie wrote an article on the Alani app for the Diz back a couple of weeks ago in the middle of October. So definitely check that out. Fount of information. There are some special discounts that are happening that we want to make sure to let you know about. For stays of 5 consecutive nights or more, there's a 35% discount on select rooms. For 4 nights consecutively, you could get up to 30%. And then for stays of 3 nights consecutively, you can get 25% off. So lots of savings are out there if you want to go for it. And definitely reach out to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com and let the experts there help you plan your next vacation of your dreams.
Craig, did your video freeze?
No. No, I was kind of doing uninvested. A side lean. It's weird. So, not to inside baseball here, but the camera that goes to YouTube for me is like up here, but then the one that you see me in is a little off to the side. So I sometimes get in weird lean positions just so I can be more engaged in the conversation, like I just engaged in this one. And I do have a lot to say about it, but I'll let someone else start.
I want to know what those people who are smoking Alani, what they're going to do. Are they all going to go to the golf course and smoke across the street? That's inconvenient.
Those train tracks.
They can all hang out the train tracks.
The other side of the tracks.
Well, that was one of my questions with it. Like, I know all the beaches are public, so technically, do they have rules about smoking on their beaches in Hawaii? Not that it matters to me, because I don't smoke, so it's not like I have to worry about that, but I do have a lot of questions about that.
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm sure someone will maybe pop up in chat and give us the information. I don't know if smoking is banned on beaches in Hawaii or Oahu for that matter. There's a spot at Alani, I was talking to Kevin about this, outside of the resort, as you walk down the sidewalk, there's a spot that's kind of like a wooded area that's always had this cleared spot to it. And when we were there last, they were putting in stones or a walkway in that area. So I was wondering if maybe they were going to create that as maybe a smoking area. But then I think, could you imagine if you smoked and you're in one of those really far away rooms at the end of the hallway, you got to go out to the elevator and down through the lobby and out. That's pretty convenient.
Yeah, well, and then, you know, if you know anyone who is a smoker and how angry they can get after going so long without a cigarette, that's the last thing you need to do is put them all the way at the one end of the other one and have them angry storm all the way out so they can have their cigarette.
Anyone like that. Anyone.
Yes, Craig, what does other questions?
What's your other questions about?
So how does the team feel about, obviously, the whole masks and planes thing? I think Denny's the only one of us who has flown so far, but how do we all feel about it?
I want to travel so bad that I will do it. Yeah. So I don't want to do it. I like it. I don't like wearing a mask at Walt Disney World or even to my supermarket, but if I want to do it, I'm going to do it. So that's kind of how I feel about it.
I have a feeling that's going to be around much longer than any of us expected.
Yeah.
I don't think the mask thing is going away anytime soon.
Mm-mm. See, I was already flying with the mask on anyways, the night one that they give you. I always thought it went over your mouth instead to stop your bad breath. So I've been doing it wrong all these years.
Oh, Craig.
What did you do with the toothbrush they gave you?
That's what it was for.
We don't need to know.
I flew.
Your ride refreshed. Really.
Yeah.
One way or another.
I flew like the week, like it. I came back on Monday and everything shut down like later in that week. And it was funny because I was visiting my best friend in Milwaukee, of all places, that is like a hotspot. Like, and I was like wiping everything down when I was there because this is before this happened. I said, oh, there's this thing that's going to happen. And I don't, you know, I'm just nervous about touching stuff. So I was already carrying all that stuff with me, and nobody there was just, everybody was like, what is he doing? Like, why is he doing this? And it's crazy how quickly it all shifted. But even when I got on the airplane, I made sure like I had long pants on, like my pants were like, I wore high top. I always wear high tops with my pants like tucked into them. But then I had like long sleeve shirt on. I had my bandana. Like I kept every surface of my body covered and I didn't have a drink. And I remember being like, I've killed myself.
There are ticks, you know.
Well, that's why I know. I this is my own. Yeah. It's me making my own beekeeper costume that's just going to inevitably get all the bees trapped inside.
Catch you in your ankle.
Yeah. I didn't know then. And so
I think your ankles.
Well, I don't know what you guys are doing on airplanes, but sometimes mine swell. And I thought the way to unswell is just lick, lick, lick. But I think it depends on the length of the journey for me. Like, I think about, like, if it were like a 2 hour or something, like, I don't even want to go to the movie theater right now, though, still. So it's like, I'm still, and that's a huge giant encased thing that you're in for 2 hours. So I'm still on that fence where inevitably we're probably going to have to get over the hurdle to be able to go anywhere or do anything. Like, I have something in California in June I'm supposed to go to. And I was like, I want to be able to get on an airplane and go to that by June of 2021.
The only thing I can say to maybe make you feel better is that the studies are showing that air travel is very safe.
Yeah.
They're not finding anybody who, through, figuring out who's come in contact with who, has got it from someone on an airplane. Okay. So this is encouraging.
Yeah,
this is happening on flights. So you can at least take that with you when you go.
Yeah, that sort of stuff, like as that information comes out, always does quell my anxiety little by little by little. And that's where I'm at that point where I'm like, if something horrible, like God forbid something happened and I had to go home, I would get on the airplane and go home for that immediate thing, you know.
So Danny, you've flown mm-hmm. with a mask?
Yep. So the end of July, we moved our youngest to New York City. That's just the way that timing worked out, and end of leases and finishing of college and all that jazz. And so we took, we flew Delta. My husband did a ton of research into, okay, who's doing it really well right now? And I can attest that Delta at the time was fantastic. Not sponsored, but fantastic. If Delta would like to sponsor us, I mean, hey. But anyhow, They give you a wipe. You wipe everything down. You have to keep your mask on the entire time. They've got a lot of safety measures. They weren't filling the middle seat, which is always nice.
They're still not doing that, right?
Yeah.
You know,
they're the only airline.
On an airplane?
Say it again.
You know what would freak me out on an airplane?
What?
Sitting next to Rhino in his beekeeper outfit.
Oh. I
just,
think
I want
fun.
It to be really inflated, and I just turn over and stare at them
and
through the plastic.
The person across from us is Craig with his eye mask around his mouth.
There you go. Fun flight. Just pretend you don't know them. Just look away. No, that'd be fun.
One more news story. Let's move on to that news story.
So. Yes. All right. So here we go. Disney announces changes to virtual queue for procedure for Rise of the Resistance. Yes, Kevin, this is the time where you take your little nappy. Okay. Beginning November 3rd, there will be a new procedure for obtaining a boarding pass. So that was today for Star Wars Rise of the Resistance attraction in Disney's Hollywood Studios. Here's a breakdown of how the new process will work. Guests with a valid ticket or annual pass and a Disney Park Pass reservation for Disney's Hollywood Studios will be able to access the virtual queue system and check in for an available boarding group starting at 7 a.m. on the day of their park reservation. This can be done before you leave your Disney Resort hotel or wherever else nearby. That's a keyword, nearby you might be at the time. Just as we do today, the virtual queue will reopen daily at 2 p.m. for anyone who wasn't already able to join the 7 a.m. drop earlier in the day. And then guests must be inside Disney's Hollywood Studios to access the second virtual queue opportunity, and to access a boarding group is subject to availability and not guaranteed. Always. The attraction's virtual queue is only accessible on My Disney Experience mobile app. So just like you used to do at 10 a.m. inside the park, you now do at 7 a.m. nearby.
You know what nearby means? Have we figured out how far I can be? Tampa.
I saw on social media earlier today that someone as far away as 2 hours away got a boarding group, which makes sense. Like if you're located 2 hours away at that time and you get a boarding group, boarding groups don't begin until 10 a.m. when the park opens. And so like I kept checking, okay, nope, not boarding. Okay, 10 a.m. we're boarding now. So you've got, you know, if you get your boarding group at 7 a.m., you can throw some clothes on, hop in the car and get to Hollywood Studios in time for your boarding group.
This makes me feel a lot better because like I try to avoid park like at rope drop because I get concerned about, you know, that's generally like the busier time of day. People are trying to get their day started, get the most out of the park day. And so like I just don't want to get involved in that cluster. And so I try to wait, like I go like an hour after it opens or something. But at Hollywood Studios, ever since they went from the 3 to the 2, I have never been able to get a boarding pass for 2. Like, no matter, like, so this makes me feel better that, like, I can have that reservation and just be like, okay, I'm going to try right now. And then if I know I get it, I can be like, all right, well, I'm going to go to the park right now. Or if I know it's going to be a little later, you can plan out your day a little bit better, which is nice.
Yeah, I agree. So, Danny, I think, did we say this specifically? You did this today.
I did this today. I have had an adventure this morning. Yay! I've got my Star Wars shirt on right now for a reason. You know, I had to be ready to go to the park. So, yeah, so I had a park pass for today. And so when they announced it on Thursday, okay, heads up, this is coming. And I got an email ahead of time. Hey, we see that you're coming here on November the 3rd. Just a heads up, there's a change. This is how you're going to try to get a boarding group starting that morning. So this morning, making my tea in the kitchen, I set a little alarm just to remind myself, hey, at just a couple minutes before 7 a.m., I want to do like I would do if I was in the parks at 10 a.m. I want to check my signal, make sure I've got a pretty good signal going on, make the decision Wi-Fi or no Wi-Fi, and make sure that my Disney Experience app is up and is happy at the time. So as soon as 7 a.m. hit, I hit join. And immediately it took me to the guests page. Well, not immediately. It had to cycle. Like there's a little circle that goes around. I think it went around three times and then it popped up. I was able to select myself. I hit go and I got boarding group number 13 for this morning. And so I received a heads up that my boarding group was boarding at just after like 10 after 10. So I had an hour to get back to the attraction at that point. And so I scarfed down a little food and hit the road and zipped right on in. Here's one of the biggest differences. So when I went to go, because I was in the parks last Wednesday and did the whole rigmarole inside of the parks on Wednesday. So got up, got out early, waited with the throng, the sea of cars at the travel plaza, the car plaza, to go in. And then you've got longer lines to get to the temp checks and then to get through security. And then you're finally in the park. And then you've got to sit. You've got to try the signal strength in the park. Where's the best spot for me to sit? Because when 10 o'clock comes, you know, you've just got to be able to, you've got seconds to be able to get a boarding group. So this morning when it sent me a little push notification that my boarding group was now, it was time and you have an hour to get back here to the attraction. It was great because there's no long line. There's no sea of cars at the travel plaza. I was easily parking and zipping through temp check and security into the park, straight back to Galaxy's Edge. I had about a 20-minute wait last Wednesday. Once I checked in and got into the queue, there was hardly at all. I want to say it was actually 30 minutes. It was 20 minutes before I was in air conditioning last week. This morning, hardly a wait at all. Just the normal time, the normal little waits that you'll have. Got in and off, and I was on my merry way. So,
if any news or any information as to if the boarding passes sold out or up to 2 o'clock today, do you have any?
No, the 7 a.m. drop went quickly. So that, you know, that just went just like it would normally go quickly at 10 a.m. It went quickly this morning. It was just 3 hours earlier and everybody was still in their jammies. So that, you know, they say, if you're not able to get that 7 a.m. drop, go ahead and come on into the park. You do have to, I know I read it in the news story, but I want to reiterate, you've got to be physically in the park. You have to, you know, enter the park on your ticket media to be able to be a part of the 2 o'clock boarding group drop. So, but they do say, you know, if you don't get one, at least try for the other. You just never know.
I just want you to know there is virtually nothing in Disney that I would do this for. Nothing. I guess the problem is you're not a big Star Wars fan, and again, you haven't ridden this experience of ride. If they created this experience of ride for something you loved, trust me, you would have me making boarding passes every day for it. Mm-hmm. It's such an incredible ride. I know he doesn't put. You know, it's hard to say to somebody. You know, this is the reason why people are doing this. People go, "This is crazy. I would never do that." Yeah. It's just one of those things that's so incredible.
Can I bring back dead celebrities?
Sure.
But I'm not doing it.
Well, and one of the big things that's happening these days, okay, is that
the Lazarus, is that the
there you go, is each of the Rise of the Resistance vehicles now has plexiglass between the front and the back row. And so that I got to ride in the back row last Wednesday, and I wrote an article about my experience. So you can check that out on the Diz. But I rode in the back row again this morning. And just so everyone knows, if you get the back row end seats, so there's four seats across the back, the end seats, I sat in an end seat this morning, and that was actually better. Like I felt more connected to what was going on in the attraction. But you will now be seated in a vehicle with another party who you don't know, but the plexiglass.
I'm concerned about that for another reason.
Okay.
In order for me to attach the seat belt for that ride, I have to, this is like more information people need to know, I have to stand up and kind of lean back in order to get that seat belt to go around parts of me. So I'm worried that that's going to be difficult for me to latch a seatbelt. And I'm always afraid that I'm holding up the car. You know, I'm always like, oh, everyone's mad at me because I'm the one holding up the car and we're not moving fast enough. So that's the only thing that concerns me about the plexiglass.
You'll have plenty of space, John. I really do. I feel like you will.
I do have a question about, so the plexiglass divider is between the front and the back seat only, right? There isn't one in the front seat either. So like, do you, I mean, I guess you could read the article, because I was going to say, do you feel like that makes the back seat that much more inferior because you have to experience the ride through a plate of glass now?
Yeah. And so, yes, that's one of the things that I explain in the article last week, is I almost felt like I was watching a television show. So it, because you're watching it through a screen, essentially. So I felt a little removed and disassociated with the action that was swirling around me.
That's too bad.
Even this morning, as I sat there and I'm on the attraction, you know, that feeling of peril that you have the entire time, like that's what the attraction is about, right? I didn't feel the impending doom like I normally do. So definitely, if it's your first time on the attraction, you know, if you can get in the front row, that is going to offer you the most optimal experience. That being said, and I said this twice in the article, I am for whatever it takes to get more people onto this attraction, because it is just that good. Like, okay, if I got to have back row, give me back row. But another thing that I mentioned in the article is, will this become something like asking for Soarin' Theater, you know, the center theater, B, row one? Like, you know, spoiler alert, but when it's time to board that attraction, it is imperative that you move quickly. Like, they're not saying, oh, you take your time, we're fine. They want you to get into that attraction and get on your way. So, like, if you asked, oh, I can't, I'd like front row, please. Like, how are they going? That's not going to be feasable.
Yeah. So that's what I was actually going to bring that up and say, you know, now there's going to be people who say, I'm waiting for that front row. Mm-hmm. So then you're going to screw up other people getting boarding and the timing of the ride. It's unfortunate.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. But if you get back row, you know, don't worry. Don't stress. It's still an amazing attraction. It's just a little different.
Craig, I know you have something you want to say, so I'll let you go next. But the other thing, too, is it's not just about the ride. The ride portion is great. I love everything else about it. So to me, that's like, okay, that's the end of it. But all the other stuff is just so cool and so great. So, Craig, you were going to say something.
Yeah, I wish that they just had a better system, that they should have developed a better system, because I feel like, too, if they could have... You know, when you it's a really bad for that attraction when you send out a car with only one person in it. So they really needed to do something like this. But I also feel like there was no, at least from what I could see, there was no general initiative to better group people to make sure that, you know, like that they were actually trying to fill every gap, because I think at least twice from the time that I started going back and being able to ride Rise, I think I had two times where I was on, you know, the two cars that are in every station. I had twice where I was the only person in that room and no one else was on, but the line was still wildly winding back. So it just feels like they still haven't kind of gotten their bearings on what they can do to make capacity be greater before they even stepped in and did stuff like adding more barriers and stuff. So I wish they would have taken some more time to maybe try out everything else before going to this. But like we've said, it's the more people they can get on this ride, the more happy guests are actually going to be and not screaming at cast members as much about not getting to do it.
So if you're a single rider or a party of two, you get the row to your to those.
Yes. Yes. So
you're not going to add more people to the row who are not part of your party.
No. The plexiglass is allowing two parties to now be in that vehicle. So one in the front and one in the back.
I have a legitimate question.
Okay.
Why are they not just letting people line up like at Space Mountain?
Well, you line up. It's just like there's like once the experience begins, there's there's multiple things that happen to you before you actually get into the attraction car. So you basically get like grouped into one area and then you move on to another area and then you're separated and split like a couple of times in between. So it is like a complicated, because of the way they're telling the story, it's not normal in the sense of like grouping and lining up and stuff like that. And there's not really a moment like, I like one of you said about asking for that front row, because it's all kind of color coordinated too. So unless you can distinctly remember which color goes to which car and which one of those four colors is the front row to the two cars, then that's the only way you could ask. But also you're supposed to be a prisoner at that point, so you can't really
Kevin's
ask. So
to sort of answer Kevin's question too is, yeah, they could have decided we're just going to let people stand in that queue. However, it's so popular and it's got so much excitement around it, that queue would be outside of Hollywood Studios.
It would
be so far out of Star Wars and out of any of the lands, and it would just be a miserable experience and people wouldn't get on it.
And you wouldn't get to do anything else.
Right.
That's it. You're parking in that queue all day long.
It's just so popular and so people want to do it so badly, it's just not feasible. But you know, they did what they did and I think they did a good job with it. Yeah. Danny, thank you for that. Thanks for letting us know about your experience today. We did forget one news story. Craig Williams shaves his head and nobody notices. That's what happened.
I thought at least one person would compliment me on it, but I've received nothing but just being ignored. And it's
indifference.
Indifference. Yeah. Thank you. That's the word I was looking for.
What did you say?
Indifference. That was his word. Like it, Craig.
Kevin likes it. Kevin thinks your head looks good.
Yep.
Your ears have never looked better.
No.
I think it's attractive. I think you look great.
Thank you. I strive to look good.
Don't call HR or anything, okay? Yeah. I would never be able to do it. I would never be able to shave my head because 95% of my personality is my hair. So that's all I have going for me.
I've
reached this ripe old age and I have nothing to prove. So thank you for doing that, Craig, for Give Kids a World.
Oh, of course.
Charity. We appreciate it. All right. So we're going to move on. No discussion topic per se this week. I decided we're going to go and revisit something I tried a couple months ago, which is 5 minutes to talk about anything you want. It's not really 5 minutes. You could be longer or shorter if you like, but any topic you want to bring up. And if we decide as a group that we want to discuss it even further, we can do that. No rules, just right, as I like to say. All right. So I'm going to start with my thing I wanted to talk about. There is so much going on right now, and it seems like there's so much information out just constantly. I don't want to lose the sight of the fact that there's some really good discounts at Disney right now. So I think that, you know, we all get the new shiny object, Alani's opening, and this is happening and that's happening. But I want folks to just sort of remember that we've got some really great discounts going on for Walt Disney World at this time. Save up to $500 on a 4-night, 4-day Walt Disney World vacation. Travel most nights through December 25th, 2020. Book by December 25th. 2020, that is, you know, up to $500 based on the resort you choose. So it could be $100 off, it could be $200. Another one is save up to 35% most nights, January 3rd through April 17th of 2021. Now into 2021, some great discounts. Book by March 15th. And the other thing I want to point out with these discounts that I'm talking about is Disney still has a very flexible cancellation policy going on at the moment. So you don't have to worry about, am I going to book it? And am I going to regret it? Am I going to be stuck on a vacation? They're being very lenient in their cancellation policies. I also remind folks, too, that these discounts can be applied to packages, even though they say percentage off of a resort reservation. They could be applied to the resort portion of any package that you book. The big one out right now that everyone is really finding some great discounts with is the 40% on rooms through December 25th, again, booked by December 25th. And then there's a Florida resident offer for 35% off with the same parameters as everything else. Again, let's not lose sight, some really great discounts. If you want to and are willing to travel before the end of this year, great. There's those discounts that are going on the first quarter of next year, which is great. Your Dreams Unlimited Travel agent keeps track of all of these discounts, applies them automatically. We saved our clients a ton of money when this last offer dropped. We're really, really proud of that and really excited about that. But most importantly, we're proud and excited about the fact that our clients don't even have to do anything. We just automatically apply the discount. We get it for them. If there's something that has to change, maybe the dates have to be massaged, we will get with our clients, say, listen, if you move it by a day or you change your resort, you can get a discount. But for the most part, everything is automatic. So don't lose sight. Good discounts coming up from now through April. So plan your Walt Disney World vacation. We think you should. All right, that's mine. Mine was shorter than 5 minutes. I'm going to move on to Kevin. Kevin, what's yours?
I have a bunch of stuff to talk about with ABD. First of all, Dreams and the Diz are doing a grand Europe trip, September 17th through the 26th. This is like Europe's greatest hits. It's a couple of nights in London, Paris, Florence, and Rome. It is for September of 2021. And I mean, I think it's a great itinerary. The cost is $8,069 per person based on double occupancy and $11,299 as a single guest. The hotels they're staying at are the Waldorf in London, the Hilton Paris Opera. We stayed there. Nice hotel. The Helvetia in Bristol in Florence. I apologize. I've never stayed there. And the Bernini Bristol. It's actually my favorite hotel in Rome. It's right on Piazza Barberini. And I'm promising you, as I was just looking, we've sold three or four spots while the show is going on. I posted this, the link on Twitter. I've also posted the link on the Diz boards if you're interested in joining us. I wouldn't hesitate.
What are the dates again of the trip?
September 17th through the 26th. It is going to sell out.
Again, this is a Diz and Dreams exclusive. You'll be traveling with members of the podcast team, at least Kevin and I, probably Pete. We're not quite sure yet. It's a ways away. We got to figure that out. But, you know, the nice part is that it'll be a nice group, and you'll get to know folks, make friends, and then it's just sort of like Kevin said, the highlights of.
It's going to be a busy trip. Also, some more ABD news. ABD has discontinued a couple of their trips. The Rhone cruise has been discontinued. Not just canceled. They're not canceling dates. They're not doing it anymore. Anybody that's booked through us has been notified. They have discontinued the New York City Adventure, the Philadelphia Adventure, and I believe the Boston Adventure. Yeah,
those short escapes that they call them.
So those are gone. Did we talk about private tours last time?
We did a little bit. But before we go on, I want to just mention, though, that if you're on any of those trips that Adventures by Disney is canceling, they're offering the chance to move that money to a different adventure or a full refund. So don't worry about it.
And as long as we're talking about refunds, we've said this 1,000 times, but we need to say it 1,000 more. When you get a refund from Disney, it goes back to the method of payment used. Can't fix that. If the credit card is no longer valid, they will send the money to the credit card company, and then you have to contact the credit card company. And if you don't owe them anything, they'll send you a check. If you used a Disney gift card or any kind of gift card, you need to hang on to that gift card until travel has been completed. For whatever reason, pandemic, change of mind, political coup, if the trip is canceled, the money's going back on that gift card. Again, I don't have any choice in the matter. That's just how it goes. So that's how your money's going to come back to you. That's it. That was that.
Okay. We'll save private groups. We're going to do a dream show about it. There's a lot of information that we've able to get pieced together and collect. Last time we talked about these Adventures by Disney private groups, we didn't have a lot of information, so I think they deserve more than just a couple of minutes. So we will move on.
Let's use Jenny's 5 minutes.
Yeah, really.
Feel free.
Then he yields to the gentleman from St. Cloud.
Yeah, she yields. Will you yield? Will you yield your time?
I yield my time.
I yield the rest of my time. All right, Denny, you're up. What you got for us?
All right. So just the coolest stuff is going down, and it's so much fun to see. And it's all around Christmas and the holidays returning here at Walt Disney World. I think the Christmas decorations kind of came back a little sooner than we all expected them to. And that was just a lot of fun to see. Like this morning, I saw my very favorite decorations of all the decorations, the tinsel stars that line Sunset Boulevard. I put a quick little video in our Instagram story. So if you haven't seen that, flip over there. And the ornaments are being put out on Echo Lake. Like, that's just the best stuff. You know, it'll be fun to see the creepy sugar babies back should they return to the bushes of Hollywood Studios. I'll welcome them as well. But my very favorite thing that's happened in the
I'm sorry
the sugar babies, you like them.
I'm gonna put my glasses back on.
Please do. But for me personally, and yes, it has something to do with a snack. So I was at the Contemporary last night with my sister and her family. They're in town, and we were getting ready to eat at the Contempo Cafe. And as you walk, as you approach the Contempo Cafe, the bakery team has put out this beautiful display of all the, or a lot of the Christmas treats that they usually sell at their just really incredible gingerbread display. So Rhino and I did a little taste test. I think it was for Patreon last year, of all those snacks.
We did for both. We did like a new version of it for the channel, but then we did like a full long one for Patreon. Yeah.
That's right. And so that chocolate peppermint cookie, heaven on earth, it has returned. That's one of the things that they are offering. So you'll log on to be able to order some of these things. You log on to mobile ordering through the My Disney Experience app, and then it's holiday exclusives is a category within mobile order. So you can, you know, tap that, and then you can pick the Linzer cookie. The Linzer cookie is back, as is the chocolate peppermint cookie, which is my personal favorite. You can also get their gingerbread house kit, their contemporary gingerbread kit. You just some of those things that if you are normally here in the holidays season and you normally stop by the Contemporary, it's like, it's just the little things that we look forward to annually on our trips, right? They become traditions that we stop there and we get that cookie and we enjoy that. It's just such a, you know, it's a blessing to be able to come across this table and see that thing that I have come to love over the years return. Like this
Did you
is
have
just,
to do it at 7 a.m.?
No. No virtual queue is needed. None. But you just walk right up, you can log on and get it. And it's just, I think 2020, you know, we're just happy to get whatever we get in 2020.
Can you just walk up and buy it?
Yep. You just walk up and buy it. There's a cashier that's open. So if you can't pull up My Disney Experience and the mobile ordering feature function within My Disney Experience, you know, it's really easy to order. I ordered a cookie alone to take home last night. So, you know, it's $5.50 and it's a little bit of Christmas.
And can you pay with cash or a credit card?
You can pay with a credit card through the app. I'm pretty sure at the cash register because the team is so kind there. They were very helpful last night that they'll get you your cookie, however you need it.
I'm old and I don't understand mobile ordering. Yep. Can you please take my money?
And that's they've said, you know, if you don't have a smartphone or you just can't do the app, that they're going
to
have.
You just don't want to.
Thank you very much. Now they'll have a cashier open.
I have a question about the actual gingerbread men. Are they required to wear facial coverings and keep at least 6 feet of distance?
That's a really good question.
They bake one at a time.
Yeah.
Just one on a tray.
And they taste like hand
sanitizer. With plexiglass. You have to put a piece of plexiglass between the next one. So anyhow, it was just really cool to see that last night.
That That is very cool. John's currently muted because the dogs are barking in the background. I think everyone can figure that out. So, hey, Rhino, why don't you discuss your 10-5 minutes thing?
I think I misunderstood the question, because last time we were just like, what have we been doing and what are you up to? And everybody else had like a news story they just went through. And I was just going to be like, here's what I've done. Here's what I plan on doing. I don't know what everybody did for Halloween, but I got the opportunity, and I don't know if Craig was planning on doing a Universal show about it, but I'm going to say it right now, is that I got to go to at Universal Studios. They opened the Beetlejuice house for 2 days only, and we got the chance to go over there, and I thought that house was a lot of fun, and I was really excited because, if you know me, Halloween is my favorite holiday, and I was just really kind of bummed out the night before, just kind of thinking like, I can't sit. I really don't like where I live very much. And so there's never been trick or treaters here. So I was like, well, even maybe some kids will come by, and nothing. There was like, so I was like, I can't just sit in this house and do nothing on Halloween. And so that last minute addition that Universal did by opening that house really did kind of make my Halloween. And then we went to see my friend, who I haven't seen since March, but him and his fiance are very intense, about social distancing and stuff like that. So I felt comfortable seeing them. And we went to, like what felt like a deserted, BurgerFi somewhere in our Halloween costumes, and sat outside and ate a burger like 6 feet away from each other. But it was nice to be able to be like, I stepped outside of my house, and then I carved a pumpkin yesterday or on Sunday. And it was great. But I realized, as much as I love carving pumpkins, I hate carving pumpkins. But I don't know that I'm ready to just switch into Christmas yet. I'm trying to embrace it. I am excited that Disney like flipped the switch and they're ready to go. But I don't know if I can emotionally handle it. I don't even know how I'm going to get through the rest of today. So it has been.
This turned into a therapy session.
I was just going to say, how does that make you feel?
I want to back up just a minute. Did you like the haunted house? Were you scared?
Oh, I loved it. Craig can attest. I definitely was scared in it. It was a great interpretation of the movie Beetlejuice from like a different perspective. And from what I've seen posted, I didn't see it, but apparently there was like a sign on the wall inside that said "See you again in 364 days." And so they're saying that that was like their like confirmation, trying to say that the house will be back. But I don't know if that was just that house or they're just saying Halloween Horror Nights in general. But I thought that was cool. So if you didn't get to experience it this weekend, I'm hoping that they'll still have that house last year. But I'll say my one disappointment was I didn't see a Moira Rose in that house. I didn't see.
You know what? If you don't see Moira Rose, you are the Moira Rose.
Were you wearing your glasses?
I went through sunglasses and all, so it was a very dark house. I kept walking into walls. No, but I did get lost in the house more than once. Craig can attest to me shouting, I don't know where to go.
It was one of the most frustrating moments I've ever lived through as a human being.
Twice.
Because I, you know, my glasses are so extremely thick. I have terrible sight, but having to follow Rhino through a haunted house where he couldn't find the way, when like to me it was visible as day, like I wanted to push him over. And then I made the mistake. I know Beetlejuice means more to Rhino than it does to me, and I love that movie, but it meant more to him. So I'm like, yes, I'll let you go first so you get the majority of the scares. They see you coming and get you. And because I usually go in the front in scarier houses to protect all of those who come behind me.
Yeah.
And
I get nervous.
And, you know, so watching him lead the way, it was so, so frustrating. So, yeah, I suffered through it that time, but it will never happen again. He is just he needs to go to an eye doctor. I don't know.
There was one part where it was all these doors that lit up, and I was like, do I walk through the door? And there was a person being like, sir, And then there was another part where it's just a dark hallway with like a smoke and the light was spinning and my eyes can't adjust to the darkness that quickly. And I was like, what do I do? And you could hear Craig yell, walk forward. Turn left.
Can
I'm more curious about the deserted burger fight.
That sounds scary. It was, it was in Lake Nona, and I was like, it feels weird to walk in here. I was in my David Rose outfit, so at least I look semi-normal. But Eli dressed up as one of the dogs, so he was sitting outside with two dogs in a dog costume, and it was a weird. It's in Lake Nona, I guess they were building all these like bento, all these like very popular local, not exclusive to Orlando, I don't think, but you know, eateries up there. And we were like, oh, nobody's here, we can go out here and eat something and it'll be fine. And I was like, I feel like we're gonna get murdered at any moment. So I definitely had that fun Halloween fear going.
Hey Rhino, I know you did a watch party last week for Patreon for Hocus Pocus.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so I watched Hocus Pocus this weekend.
Finally?
The first time, finally. And I would like for you to do a breakdown for those who have just watched it for the first time, because what in the world happened in that movie? There were big things that weren't discussed that should be discussed in that movie. And yeah, so please, that's a request from me to you. Please do that next.
Sure. I will have my thesis. It'll be a 3-hour thesis on what Hocus Pocus is. I did also watch that Hocus Pocus charity event on Friday night. So that got my
ring.
Yeah. Yeah, it wasn't great. It was
awful. I thought I was being punked.
I feel like we could have put something better together, and I'm no ideas. I'm not suggesting we do this before, but like I was like, wow, I feel like if they had enlisted the help of Craig Williams or myself or anybody like that, we could have had the production value, like some stuff being edited together. I was like, this is not great. Like you couldn't do a second take. Like
it was live, but it was still weird and it was disjointed. It made no sense. And then I was just, and there were people, the celebrities that were just like, I was like, who are they?
There was a, like the one who sang the whole Kelly Clarkson song. I was like, why? This isn't even like a Halloween song.
And why couldn't you get Kelly Clarkson? She shows up to everything. She's on every show ever. It's not like she's hard to get.
Yeah. I do have, speaking of that watch party that Denny brought up, I was going to do that again at some point this month for Patreon, and I think I'm going to do it for Nightmare Before Christmas, because as we've had that argument repeatedly, Nightmare Before Christmas is a Christmas movie, it says it in the title, with a Halloween aesthetic. So I think that'll be the nice transition that I need for
me. The movie White Christmas has it in the title too, and this is a yearly war in our house. It's not a Christmas movie.
Does it just take place?
Is White Christmas. All right, we're eating up Craig's time.
Yeah, I was going to say, I better get my full time. I need to get my full time plus.
Mr. Speaker, I expect to have full time.
You guys forget, I do have a mute button where I can mute all of you. So
what do they call those that do the debates?
The moderator. I've chosen not to do so, but I could have at any time if I would have wanted to.
You're up. Your thing next. Go ahead.
I'm going to start with probably one of the most embarrassing stories of my time at Walt Disney World. I was there, I want to say it was a couple of days before Halloween, and I was waiting for one of the cavalcades to come by, and I was looking down. I was standing in Frontierland. I was looking down the stretch at like where everyone else was lined up based on the actual pavement outline on the ground. And I looked as far down as like I was kind of out in front of Liberty Tree Tavern and the shooting gallery. And so I could see all the way down to basically that popcorn stand that's right outside of Pecos Bill. And I was on the same line as all of those people down there. And then the cavalcade gets closer and closer, and the first two people walk past me and look at where I'm standing. And, you know, they make nothing of it. And then I start to film. And when I go into my filming mode, I ignore everyone and everything around me. And I'm just like locked in on what I'm doing. and a cast member comes up to me and poked me on the shoulder and said, I'm sorry, I didn't see you so far out. I need you to move back towards the fence. And I'm like, oh, okay. Okay, that's not a big deal. So I'm watching the video back at home, and I don't have it to show here. Maybe I'll put it up on Patreon or something. But I'm watching it back on at home and now listening to the audio and paying attention to what's happening. And it was the villains cavalcade, and Gaston was calling me out from probably like 30 yards out saying, move, you're in the middle of the path. You're not moving. Why aren't you moving? And I was just watching it back like, oh my gosh, I was that tourist that was just doing that. And it was mortifying. And yeah, I'll post it on Patreon at like the lowest tier so everyone can see me get embarrassingly called out by Gaston. But I felt sick for like an hour. Like, I don't want to embarrass myself.
Other people saw you during the day and were like, there's that jerk. There's that guy.
Exactly. I was officially that guy. But going on to actual other fun things instead of that, the only thing I wanted to mention is that over on youtube.com/WDWinfo, I posted a vlog of Kylie and I yesterday at Magic Kingdom. We, like Denny and many others, went to look at the decorations that they finally put up for Christmas. And then we also took a ride on the Jingle Cruise, which I am so happy that that's back. I love that overlay to the Jungle Cruise. And it is, it's just a short little video. It's not a lot of thrills, but it's out there and available to watch. And I'm also going to be uploading a different ride through of the Jingle Cruise. We ended up riding it twice. And so I am doing one that's an exclusive to that and another one that's in the vlog. So you can hear the two skippers and try to hear the difference in their approaches and such, which I think is always fun. But yeah, you can find that at, again, youtube.com/WDWinfo, our Diz channel, which I believe is slowly going to be turning into the home for in-park content. So shows like this, of course, will be on the Diz Unplugged, youtube.com/DizUnplugged. But then stuff that's all in-park vlogs and the ride-throughs, all that stuff that we normally do, it's going to be on WDW Info. So please make sure you're subscribed from there. If you like watching our vlogs, I know you're gonna start seeing them there. But Rhino?
I have a question about that, actually. Not just that, but I noticed there was a vlog on the Dreams channel recently too. That was pretty cool looking too. Who was that, an agent?
That was Nick did it. Yeah. And we were looking for the right place to put it, so we decided to add that to Dreams. Something that we're trying out. We're going to do a few more of those and get them into the Dreams channel as well. So to sort of
build. I thought it was cool. I think it's worth mentioning that one to check out too, because I thought he brought a very unique style in the way he did it. That was different than what we've been doing with like the live streams and what like Craig talked about and stuff. So it was cool.
All right. I guess that'll do it. We are right at our time to end the show. Thank you guys for participating and for helping me out with the conversation. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. That'll do it. Not to get political, but go vote. Today is election day. Make your voice heard and be part of the process. That's it. Bye, everybody.